Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, February the 8th, or February, however you want to pronounce it, 2023. 13 minutes past the hour, 32 degrees, mostly sunny skies right at the freezing point here in Marion. Although with that sun out there this morning, you cannot feel bad with the temperatures for early February. Now, I just looked in my door, and I looked, there's a desk beside my door, and I looked under the rug. I do not see any Del Taco coupons or a menu. So, I think my neighbors maybe got free Del Taco tacos. They were probably highly highly surprised. I don't know. I don't know what happened. You know, I don't know. You know, I about said something there. You don't want to give too much personal information about where you live or anything like that. You know, you don't mind if certain people know where you live. But there are other people who, you know, you never know who's listening. You don't need that kind of trouble. I got two notes here during the break there. Abby let us know that apparently the online story about Judge Warner is the indefinite suspension of his law license. Although that does not, it's not what the newspaper says. The paper says Ohio Board recommends indefinite suspension of former Marion judge. That's, I don't know why they just didn't say indefinite suspension of his law license, but, you know, maybe they charge him by the letter now or something over there at the Marion Star. In any event, it is the law license, which is what we suspected. Thank you, Abby, for that information. So what do you think? The judge was trying to get back his law license, and apparently now that ain't going to happen, as they say. Indefinite suspension of his law license. Now, a lot of people have had very strong opinions about this, Judge Warner. If you have an opinion, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. I know Judy's out there this morning trying to hook up her Alexas. Hopefully she gets those hooked up. Those are nice machines. The whole judge thing to me, as I said in the first hour, I think there are two schools of thought here. Number one, he shouldn't have his license back because of what he did. Okay, I understand that. But there is a school of thought that also says he served his time, give him his law license back, and if people don't want to go to him because of what he did, then they don't have to. Nobody's going to force you to go to him. I don't know where most people fall in that case. I know most people have strong opinions on that. If you have an opinion on that, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. Should he get his law license back? Well, we know now it's an indefinite suspension. But I don't know. I really don't know where most people came down on that. Probably more toward the suspension. I think most people probably wanted to see him lose his license indefinitely, which is what apparently has happened. All right. Well, any other information on Del Taco, if you just are tuning in, this morning I was over there at about 7:30. Nobody was in the line. I got a clear shot through it. Just be careful when you're going through there because it is a narrow parking lot. And if you're going to park and go inside and eat, it might be very, very difficult if there is a line there today for the drive-thru because I don't know how you would get out. But, you know, we wish them the best. Hopefully all will go well, as they say. If you have any thoughts on Del Taco or the Judge Warner case, Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. All right. Okay, what else do we have here? Oh, the North Market story I was reading. Well, before we went to break, we had one of our callers call in. And what else would a caller do besides call in? And brought up the point that she was driving around neighborhoods last night, and there was a lot of junk in people's yards. Pop cans, beer cans, whatever it might be. Now, I've noticed this as well. Now, I don't know if it's just the time of year because the snow is melting and nobody's out mowing their lawn, and that's why it's a mess. I don't know. Could be that. Maybe it's something else. Has anybody else noticed this, that they've been driving around Marion? Is it a little messy out there in the neighborhoods? I'll tell you the problem that I have is if there's something going on at one of my neighbors or across the street, the stuff will blow into my yard. And you never want anything blowing into your yard because then you did not have an unkept yard, but you have to go out and pick up all the junk out there to make sure you don't have, what should we say, creative landscaping in your yard. That's what we'll call junk in your yard. Creative landscaping. 740-751-4038. What have you noticed as you've driven through the neighborhoods of Marion? Now, the other story we were doing there, like I say, I got this from Angie last night, was the whole thing about the North Market parking lot being filled with apparently bones of dead bodies from the old, North Graveyard? Yeah, North Graveyard. Now, I've been to the North Market many times, and I always would get one of those big, soft pretzels with the salt on it. And I would sit outside, if it's a nice day, sit outside and enjoy that pretzel and maybe a diet soda. Now, who would have known all this time that I was sitting on a graveyard? And apparently, there were 40 graves at the North Market that were excavated in 2022. Excavated. 40 graves. There were still 40 people buried under there. So I don't know. If you have a relative that may have been buried there, what did they do with these bones? You know, maybe I just have not read down through this story enough. Apparently, there were about 40 grave shafts. I guess that's what it's called when you go down in the grave. 40 grave shafts, and there were remains found in those. So I wonder what they did with these people. I don't know if it... Well, this is a long story, let me tell you. I don't know. I don't even know what you should do. What do you do? 40 people were buried under the North Market in Columbus? Oh, here we go. Apparently, the last time there was an excavation of the North Graveyard, it was 2021, and there was quite a few graves that were brought up then. I don't know. You know, but those people... This is pages and pages and pages. I don't know what they've done with these. I would have to go through and probably read this story with a fine-tooth comb. I don't know what they've done with these people, but apparently there's lawyers involved. They're reminded that the bones they exhume were put into the ground by someone's family members. Well, that's true. It's unfortunate, but that's what's nice about the project, is we're going to do the right thing by the family and try to get as many of these people out as we can to be properly reinterred somewhere else where they should have been. Okay. Well, apparently they're going to be reinterred somewhere, but we don't know who the people are. I don't know. I was sitting out there eating a pretzel at the North Market, and here there were 40 graves under me. I was sitting in a graveyard eating a soft pretzel. What a thing. You never really know what's going on, do you? What do you make of that story? I mean, do we need to be a little more thorough when we build businesses or parking lots? I mean, I don't think this cemetery has been in business since the 1800s. And we're still digging up people in 2022. I don't know. I just, you know, it's like it reminds me so much of the Quarry Street Cemetery here in Marion that I know, listen, we haven't talked about this in a while, but I would bet just about any amount of money that the founder of Marion, Eber Baker, is still buried in the Quarry Street Cemetery. Now, here's why I say that. Number one, we know he was buried there. Number two, the story is that he was moved over to the Marion Cemetery. But if you call the Marion Cemetery and you ask them when he was moved, they have no record of it. And also, how did they know where he was in the Quarry Street Cemetery? Because they didn't move all the people. There are still people buried over in Quarry Street. So how would they know that the bones or the wooden box that Eber Baker was buried in was him? How would you know? All those headstones were overturned and all kinds of things. So I don't know. I think that's just a publicity thing for Marion, that we don't want our founder, the great Eber Baker, buried somewhere where people are parking their cars. I think that's what that is. Now, somebody could prove me wrong. That would be a great research project. You know, if you are like ID Channel and you like all those murder stories, that is a great story for you to figure out because nobody really knows the answer. And I even searched through the Marion Star archives at one point and tried to find a story on them moving Eber Baker over to the Marion Cemetery. There were no stories about that. And you would think that would be a big story, moving the body of Marion's founder over to a new cemetery. So there you have it. I think that's the same problem they're having down in Columbus at the North Market, is that you've got these bodies and cemeteries close and people go away, I guess. But that's showbiz. 740-751-4038. What do you think about that? You know, it reminds me of the story we had yesterday about the funeral home in Iowa, where the lady, the nursing home, pronounced her dead, and they sent her over to the funeral home. They put her in a body bag, sent her over to the funeral home, and the funeral home found out she was still breathing. And they called 911. The lady, poor lady, died 2 days later, but my God, you die of fright. You get put in a body bag. Now, don't these people at nursing homes have stethoscopes or something? You know, if somebody's stomach is still going up and down, do we really need to get the body bag out and call the funeral home? I think we need to make, you know, there are so, I don't want to get into this because I know people are eating breakfast, but there are so many things that happen to your body when you die. I have been in the room when several people have died. I've been on the air dying myself from time to time. You know, this show has died a miserable death many mornings. But on the other hand, you know, I'm honestly, seriously, when somebody dies, I've been in the room. You can things happen. And you know that the person is dead. Now, how did these people who have some medical training at the nursing home not know that this poor lady was not dead? That they had to ship her in a body bag over to the funeral home. I just, yeesh. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. 27 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. I tell you, that story just gives me the heebie-jeebies. You know, apparently, you're never safe even when you're dead. Because apparently you can be put into a body bag and still be alive, and then they bury you and they build a market right over top of you, and your people are sitting out there and eating pretzels while you're interred in the ground. That's life for you in 2023. All right. 740-751-4038 if you have any thoughts on that. Okay. What's next here? Oh, yesterday we started our advice segment in a way. We tried to do it the last couple Fridays, but we had some conflicts with Abby. She's supposed to be the advice giver here, and we had a question yesterday. We're going to take the phone call here, and we'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I'm getting pretty excited about this laptop. I can hear you, and now I know a little bit of what's going on. But you talk about dying. How about that dog collar? You said that's going to die on President's Day. You have to excuse me. The way they move the calendars and the way they use all these different letters and stuff instead of words and this and all. When is that dog collar, if it isn't claimed, do you mean that's scratched off the board and there'll be no more rewards or nothing for the dog collar then?
Well, I'll tell you, the situation we're at right now is it's a $5,000 reward for the return of the Harding dog collar, and Prosecutor Ray Grogan came on and said no charges would be pressed. The police chief said no questions are asked. And the last time I talked to the person who put up the reward, who wants to remain anonymous, they said President's Day, because originally it was the first of the year. And then
You got that handy right there. I looked on the calendar. I see Washington, and I see this and that, and it don't have the prescribed day and date there. President's Day is on.
I think it's Monday the 20th
of this month.
Yes.
Okay. So, what is going to happen after that? You continue on that, please.
Well, at that point, I don't know. I would have to talk to the person who put up the reward, because that's where it all kind of lies at this point. But I don't know. For $5,000 and you're not going to get in any trouble, I don't know why you wouldn't return it at this point.
Well, in regards to that, the money that's appropriate was $1,000, then it jumped up to five. So you mean she added another, is she or he, I thought it was a woman or something like that, but she or he or whoever the donator was, did they just put up another $4,000 to make it $5,000? Is that how that
happened? Yeah, what happened was initially they put up $1,000 and it got all that attention, and then I think it was last fall, I ran into them again, and they said, well, what if I up the reward to $5,000? Do you think that would mean anything? And I said, well, we can give it a try. And they said, well, we want it. We'll do it till the first of the year. And then I ran into them again right around the first of the year, and they said, well, I wouldn't mind extending it a little bit longer, but let's try to get some new information, which is why we had the prosecutor on. But I don't, the question I keep, because I even talked to this person, is there an amount even bigger than $5,000 that you think would bring this back? Is there an amount that this person could put up, if they want to, no pressure on them, I know they listen, that you think would bring this caller back guaranteed?
Well, I don't think, my personal opinion, the amount of money would be, these people are pretty consistent, they're pretty interested in getting them back. For what reason? Is this Harding home, or is this just a plain individual that like to, see that? It's just a kind of a fishy thing, and then to say that the prosecutor and the sheriff or police or whoever made a comment that they wouldn't be prosecuted. Well, I don't know. They changed offices, and that's what they said. He said, she said, they said. There's too many loose strings there to get anybody to really bring it back. And if they took it, they had some reason for taking it and redoing it, selling it, or something like that. It's just a fishy whole thing. It's just about like that guy you tried to get on. What is his name that opened up the tomb there of the convict. What was his name that you always tried to get on the air? And he was, I got his name on the top of my head, but I can't get it out of my mouth. You know what you had on a program a long time ago. You're going to have him come to your show or something like that.
And he was going to open up a tomb?
He's going to open up a vault there of one of the gangsters. Golly, that was all over national TV and everything. What's his name? Said he'd liable punch you in the nose or something like that.
Well, that's a lot of people. A lot of people could probably...
No. You know exactly who I'm talking about.
I'm trying to think of who this would have been.
Well, he's well-known all over, you know, and I can't think of his name. I'm going to hang up there and some other callers listening. They'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But anyhow, that went over. You had tried to get him on the radio station and this and that, and they always called in. And
Geraldo.
Geraldo.
Yes, yeah. It came to
that
me
was
there.
A comedian guy. He went around. You tried your heart out to get him on there, but that thing fizzled out too, you know. No more comments on that, but about like the dog collar, that'll fizzle out too, probably.
We'll see.
It is, it must not be a valuable piece, or there would have been more investigation on it or something, but I just had to bring that up since I've never been able to talk to you for a long while. I just cut some air in there and just often wondered about that. That was a lingering thing in your programs and stuff that never transpired yet. And I just wondered if that President's Day, if that was just going to be dropped and they'll say, hey, I'm going to take that away and I'm not going to be obligated to have that money in the bank and something. Hey, by the way, you talk about Round Marion and stuff like that over the years and stuff. Down here at the Pay Bank in South Marion, that closed up. The AT&T or whatever you call it, you take your money out of there. They say that is still there, but you have to go to the main office or the one out East Center Street to do your banking. I had a convenient thing there just to do the banking, a little bit of cash and checks and stuff. I wouldn't have to go clear out there to the drag strip on 95 area where the old National City Bank, there's only one left in Marin. Boy, they close things up and nobody really knows anything about them. I don't know half the things that's going on anymore. If you don't hear it on your radio station and stuff, why, I would have been lost. But
we talked about the old Faye Bank out there at the first of the year closed up in the mall parking lot.
Yeah, I went there. I went there and got a check cash. And then all at once I went there, and it was on a Monday or so, and I thought, boy, is this a holiday or what? I don't think so. And I went up there, and there was a big thing in the paper. We're closed definitely, do your banking at the uptown office or out there on East Center Street. So, that's all a surprise. And it seems like, listeners can listen to you, and they don't call in, but they get a lot of info there, and it's just pretty nice to hear you back again.
We're glad to have you back. Thanks.
Yeah.
We appreciate Ted and Carol out there listening again this morning, and anybody can call in 740-751-4038. I don't know what will happen after President's Day with the $5,000 reward for the return of the Harding dog collar. I have to believe that it is out there somewhere. I don't know if it's a financial thing. I really don't know. I mean, there's got to be, whoever has it, there's got to be a certain amount of money that people are going to say, I got to return this thing. And I'll tell you what else. There is going to be a certain amount of money where media is going to pick that up and say, wow, that's a lot of money. And the more media that's talking about it, the better chance we have to find it. So I don't know. I don't know if that's... $5,000 is a lot of money to me. I don't know if it's $7,500. I don't know if it's $10,000. I don't know. I don't know what a big number sounds like where people go, oh my gosh. You know, and if television and... If it hit the wire like it did before, and we could put the story in that the prosecutor's not going to charge the person, and the police chief is not even going to ask any questions, and the reward is now at a certain amount... Maybe it would bring it back. I don't know. And, you know, it doesn't have to be one person contributing all the money. If somebody else wanted to contribute something to that fund, it's already up to $5,000. As long as it got paid off, that would be all there is to it. Any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. 38 minutes past the hour. Talking about, and also the indefinite suspension of Judge Warner's law license. Any thoughts on that? That's big news here this morning. And, of course, the opening of Del Taco. Now, I was there at 7:30, and they'd only been open about 30 minutes. Nobody in the parking lot. But by now, after 9:30, there might be people down there. 740-751-4038. Or if you have any thoughts on the whole situation with the North Market and the graves being there. Or the story we talked about yesterday with the lady who wasn't dead being put in the body bag in Iowa and being sent over to the funeral home, come to find out she was alive. Let's see. What else is on the agenda here this morning? Oh, we did the advice segment with Abby yesterday. Now, that was an interesting question. Now, the question there was when you go out on a date, who pays for the meal? Now, Abby's answer to this, as I remember it, and I don't have it in front of me yet right now, but her answer was that whoever invited who out to dinner pays the bill. Now, that's all good in theory, as I said yesterday. But I don't think that's the way that's going to work out. Because if a woman thinks that the man is going to pay the bill, which it has been that way for quite a while, and you show up to the dinner, and the man says, well, the check's with her because she, you know, started this date. I'm telling you, there ain't going to be a second date. That's going to be the end of that. And or if you say, let's go Dutch, there's not going to be a second date there because it's all perception. If the woman thinks that you're going to pay because that's been the way it's been, it's going to offend her if you don't pay. Now, as I said yesterday, if you talk to the person beforehand, okay, we're both going to pay for our meal, or I'm going to pay for it, or, you know, it's on me before we even get out to the restaurant, then I think it's okay. But the person who is doing the inviting, they need to, let me take you out to dinner. That's what they need to say. Don't invite the person on a date. Say, hey, let me take you out to dinner. I'll buy. Then you don't have any problems. But that's just my opinion. 740-751-4038. That was our little advice segment yesterday. And as I said, I got a whole list of these questions at the office that people have submitted. About 9, 10 questions, something like that. We might do it Friday. If we get Abby in at 12:15, I don't know, but it's fun because advice is advice. Now that question came from Sarah yesterday. Now, does anybody else have an advice question this morning? I think those are fun because they're really just opinion based. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer when it comes to an opinion. 740-751-4038. All right. So those are the topics. Del Taco opening today after so much folderol. We have the judge, Judge Warner, not getting his law license back, it being suspended indefinitely. Advice questions for Abby. 40 graves being unearthed at Columbus's North Market. And I think that's where we are. Do you think Judge Warner's, or do you think Eber Baker's still buried over in Quarry Street? Or is he at the Marion Cemetery? And what about the $5,000 reward for the return of Harding's dog collar? Lots of news stories. If you want to comment, phone lines are open. Oh, and we also talked about people's yards. Do you think people in the city and county are keeping their yards up? Or are they filled with pop cans and beer cans and wrappers and all kinds of junk like that? What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And like I said, the problem with me in that particular circumstance is not so much that junk is in people's yard. It's that it blows over into my yard. That's the problem. All right. 43 minutes past the hour. Okay, I told Judy this morning. I hope she's able to listen now. I don't know if she got her problems worked out there or got her Alexa hooked up. But we were going to do a family feud here. Let's see. We got through one yesterday. Let's see if we can get through this one today. I think this is an interesting question, to be honest. Name a vocation, name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Now, there are six answers on the board here. Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Now, six big answers here on the list. Now, I wonder, in the general scheme of things, if people think these are jobs that people could achieve greatness with. I don't know. They're an eclectic bunch of jobs, let's put it that way. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I certainly hope broadcasting is on that list.
Well, wouldn't it be? I mean, we're changing the world here one day at a time. Broadcasting is not on the list.
Well, next time you talk to Bill Cosby, tell him that we're all great, and whoever did this poll probably doesn't listen to the radio, which is really a shame.
Isn't that a shame that
I'll give another answer. This has to be there. Probably number one, sports. Duh.
Sports is actually number four on the list.
Okay, right. Sports should be up there. Okay, well, I still think broadcasting should be there. I think our friend Hugh Downs is rolling in his grave right now.
I know, isn't that a shame?
Next time you talk to Mr. Mustache, tell him that I think it should be on that list also.
We'll pass it along to her. Yeah, pass it along to her.
He's pretty great.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, sports is number four on the list. Well, we've still got five other answers here. Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. A job in which you can achieve greatness. Five answers left. Now, a sports person was number four on the list. Seven people said a sports person. But we still have five other answers here. Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. 14 minutes left to go here in the program today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Now, the only correct answer we have so far is a sports person. Now, that would be number four on the list. Seven people said a sports person. But we do have five other answers in this list. Now, I guess you'd have to go back and think in your mind, what kind of job could you achieve greatness in? Well, that's the question. 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour here. Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Sports, number four. We have the number one, two, three, five, and six answers left on the list. A job in which you can achieve greatness. Go ahead, caller.
Well, since no one else is calling, Scott, I will defer to my field of education, which would be science.
Science is not on the list. You know, I think everybody's over at Del Taco this morning.
Well, Albert Einstein, I think, wouldn't be very happy to hear about that.
I know. No scientists make the list. Isn't that
We'll also say medicine, doctor, dentist, chiropractor.
Well, yeah, a doctor is number one on the list.
Now, if we took like a broadcast psychiatrist, Dr. Fraser Crane, or a broadcast psychologist, Bob Newhart, you know, that's kind of like broadcasting.
A little bit. So, a little bit. Well, yeah. You know, doctors save your life, so I guess you have to go with them at number one.
Okay, well, I probably should call a psychiatrist and wonder why I think that broadcasting should be number one in that list, but isn't. But oh, well.
Yeah, oh, well. Oh, well. Thanks.
Okay, see you later.
Do want to remind everybody that Voice of the People with Linda Sims comes up this morning after this program goes off the air. 10:15 to 12 noon, Linda Sims will be live. And then we have Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1 today. Now we've got two answers picked off here. Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Now number one was doctor. Number four is sports. Now 15 people said doctor. That was the number one answer. The number four answer was sports. 7 people said that. So now we're down to 4 answers. Can we get the next 4 answers in the 11 minutes we have left? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Now, the category is actually worded, name a vocation in which you can achieve greatness. But job, pretty well the same thing. We're about at the 10-minute mark here. We've got 2 answers and 4 left to go. Are we going to get the answers here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Doctor number one, sportsperson number four, and we've still got 4 to go. What are the other 4 jobs that you can achieve greatness in? Interesting category. 740-751-4038. Or if you have any opinions on anything else we've talked about here this morning, from the grand opening of Del Taco today to the return of Lady Justice. No, Lady Justice, isn't that something? My brain just left me. The return of the Harding Dog Collar for a $5,000 reward through President's Day. The advice, do you have an advice question we can go through here or submit to Abby for programming in the future? What do you think of all the 40 graves down at the North Market in Columbus? Judge Warner getting his law license suspended indefinitely. We know a lot of people have strong opinions on that. All kinds of stuff out there this morning. And by the way, I do want to thank Mary, who sent me a message via the internet letting me know that it was Geraldo that we were talking about earlier. You know, Geraldo was on the show Christmas Eve 2021, I believe. So we did certainly thank Geraldo for coming on the show. All right, 9 minutes left in the program here. 740-751-4038. Who's got the right answer? Or the right answers, because there are 4 left here today. Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Doctor number one. 15 people said doctor. Sportsperson number 4. 7 people said a sportsperson. But we still have 4 other answers to go. Does anybody know what those 4 other answers are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a vocation in which you can achieve greatness, other than a doctor or a sports person. 4 big answers left, 8 minutes left to go. That means we're going to have a right answer every 2 minutes. 740-751-4038. Now, let's see. Well, you know, I think everything on this list is probably right. I don't see any on here that are far-fetched, which is a good thing. I think they all could pass. And hopefully we'll have some giveaways before too long that we can start doing again. As I said the other day, I don't know what I did. I misplaced the giveaway envelope somewhere. And I don't know what I did. We had Pizza Hut giveaways, Sans Soda giveaways. We had Smoothie King. We had Arby's. And I have no idea what I did with that envelope. I went through my folder. I could not find it. The only thing I can think of is if I took it to the office and put it on a shelf somewhere. Because other than that, I have no idea where that thing went. And, you know, I've been trying that thing where you trace it in your mind. When is the last time I had that prize envelope? I cannot remember. Now, I know I had it during the Christmas season, and I remember sticking it in a book, but I found that book, and I looked in it, and it's not in there. So I really don't know what in the world happened to the prize envelope. I'm gonna have, when I'm at the office on Friday, I'm going to have to look and see if it didn't fall down in between something. But who knows? It'll turn up eventually. When you least expect it, maybe it's in the car, laying around in the car, you know? Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't think Grocery Bagger will be there, especially since...
Oh, it's number one.
Grocery Bagger?
Yeah, Grocery Bagger, number one on the list.
Okay. Well, let's go for the other one. Of course, I'm using a Scott reference. I'm trying your three avocations or vocations. The main one isn't there, but it should be. Grocery Bagger, you say it's
Well, now,
one.
Who? Nobody's a grocery bagger. We've been through this before. I don't know where you get that.
Okay, well, how about teacher? Professor, educator.
Yes, teacher, number five on the list.
We'll defer to Dr. Ronald Feynman on that one.
Well, yeah, he's a teacher, right?
Okay, so grocery bagger was number one. That's
number one, actually.
Well, you got to eat. You got to have your groceries safely transported to your home, so.
Well, listen, when you're buying your smoking devices, you don't want them falling through the bag,
well,
do you?
Well, you know, what are they, $6 a dozen, so you want them bagged properly or they're going to break, so. Let's hear it for the grocery baggers out there.
Well, absolutely. That's good, hard American work.
Okay. We'll
Thank
see you later.
Bye-bye. All right. There you go. I'll tell you. You know, some mornings, it's some mornings. Let's put it that way. Okay. Here we go. Name a vocation in which you can achieve greatness. Holy Moses. Doctor number one, sports, teaching, all on the list. Go ahead, caller.
I have no clue what we're talking about because I can't get you guys in on the website, but what are we doing?
Well, I'll tell you, we had a shock of our life this morning. Guess who has a laptop and is listening out there again this morning with us?
Okay, I need a clue. Is it a male or female?
It's a male.
Okay, you got me.
Ted Jolliffe.
Oh, good. Hi, Ted.
Yeah, Ted and Carol are back with us this morning.
Yay!
And you've missed hearing them.
Yeah, you're never going to have to say that about me, because even if I can't get you in, I'm still going to call.
Well, no, we've had a whole... I'll run down the topics here. We got 4 minutes, and if you have anything to say, Del Taco opened up today. I was over in the parking lot this morning at 7:30, and there were no cars there in the drive-thru. I don't know if it's picking up yet or not, but they're open today.
I was going to say, that's a good sign.
Isn't that a good sign? Kickoff day. And I didn't order anything. I just said, are you open? They go, yeah. I said, well, thanks. And drove on through.
Oh, God.
Well, I'd already got my diet soda. I thought they'd be piled up. Yeah, the other things. The North Market. There's a story about the North Market in Columbus that they found 40 graves down there. So they're unearthing them at this point. Judge Werner, at this point, has apparently had his law license suspended indefinitely. The state came back on that, and we were talking about...
So no chance of him getting him back.
Right now, I mean, I guess he could always appeal that, I'm sure, but yeah, that's the story. Well, what do you make of that? That's probably the story that's under people's grawl this morning more than anything.
Well, I mean, could you imagine if they give him his license back and he was, you know, a practicing judge or whatever? Could you imagine...
Well, here's the theory. He could never be a judge because you can't run for office if you're a felon. Now, but being a lawyer, It would be your choice to go to him or not. So, I don't know. There's some schools of thought there.
Okay, so he was never going to be a judge, but now he can't even be a lawyer?
Right, because he doesn't have a law license. They've suspended his law license indefinitely, is what the story is.
Well, I heard Del Taco firing.
Yeah, well, he can get a job over at the Del Taco. You won't have to work very hard at 7.
Nobody's ordering anything.
Who wants tacos at 7:30 in the morning?
Somebody really likes tacos.
Apparently
nobody from what you said.
Yeah, it was depressing. They had a big orange cream shake, though, that sounded good to me, but I didn't order that either because I'd already gotten the diet drink.
Well, I guess I'm right back with you. I tried Charlie's Saturday for the first time. Nothing to write home about.
Not a big thing. You didn't like the cheesesteaks over there, huh?
They weren't bad. It just wasn't anything like, oh, man, I can't wait to try that again.
Well, it's interesting. Oh, and we got all the answers yesterday to Abby's advice question that you gave. You know, I don't know. I guess the person who, her answer was, the person who it does the inviting should do the paying. But I don't know if that's right, because I think if the woman does the inviting, she's still going to expect the man to pay. And if the man doesn't pay, there's not going to be a second date.
Right. Well, I kind of think you were onto something with the whole Dutch thing.
Yeah, go Dutch. There's no problems.
Right. Then you don't have, nobody feels obligated to do it. And like you said, because I was able to tune back in, I mean, you might get a Cobb salad or something, just not get a ribeye.
That's right, and I'm not paying for her ribeye.
Right. Heck, no, you're not.
You got it. Hey, thanks.
Bye.
All right. Well, hey, we're out of time today, but come back tomorrow morning. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 10:15 to noon today, and Adam from 12 to 1. And I'll be back tomorrow at 8:15. Come back with us. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.